ElectraCast.
Welcome to the Quantum Leap Your Business and Life podcast. My name is Bethany London, and I am an energetic VC supporting CEOs and entrepreneurs in multiplying revenues and opportunities of their business through intuitive guidance and energetic healing. I am obsessed with finding and releasing blocks so that you can start receiving the guidance and opportunities that will be bringing you quantum leaps with ease. If you are looking to upgrade your business, life, spirituality, or need a perspective shift to flow, you've come to the right place. Leave it to me to pull out the juicy stories, quantum leap hacks, and how our inspiring guests have tackled obstacles and gotten into the flow to reach new heights of success. My intention is to bring clarity and massive awareness that infinite possibilities are everywhere. Your next moment could be a miraculous one. Thank you for being on this journey with me. Let's uncover their strategies, have fun, and see how we can quantum leap together. I am here with Lauren Dickinson, and I'm so excited to talk to her. I was introduced to her from our beautiful acquaintance, Derek Loudermilk, who also used to be a client of mine, and he has invited me, and I know she is also in the group. We are part of a new book that is coming out, I believe, end of October. We both learned we have some edits to make based on what we submitted. So yeah, I was encouraged by Derek to put in the group that I'm trying something on around giving intuitive advice of what comes through, kind of similar to what happens when I work with clients during the podcast. So Lauren signed up, and when I saw what she does, I was like, oh yes.
Beautiful.
So if you want to share with us what you do, and then I'll share more of why I was like a total body yes to connecting with you.
Beautiful. This is very much of a passion project for me. It's a culmination of a lot of different things that I've studied and paths I kind of almost took, but I've really resonated lately that this is my sole purpose. So in the last about year and a half, I've held a vision of creating a retreat company that we create bespoke retreat planning, bespoke retreat themes, like mostly transformational retreats in different sacred areas of the earth and the world. And I've been bringing on a team of facilitators, other coaches, healers, practitioners, people that feel called to be of service to humanity, and bring them all into this capsule of basically a company where my company will provide the marketing support, because that's part of my background, and then allow, like, kind of have a capsule where this person can show up and just share their gifts, and we'll take care of like all the stress and the worry, and we all get to create beautiful transformational retreats for our guests. And then I'm also a facilitator, so I get to practice a lot of my healing arts modalities, art workshops, and therapy into these retreats, and we're doing them all around the world, and it's been going really well so far, and it's really exciting.
Amazing. Have you done one with Derek?
Not yet. We just met a few months ago when his program started, but it's definitely on my talk list to see what he feels like doing. But I think that he's done them in the past too. So I would love to support.
He's all about adventure.
Yeah.
So yeah. And being out in nature, which I love. Okay. So you are, who's paying for the retreats is my first question.
Well, ends up being the guests, because you pay, you know, you use the funds or the guest registrations to pay for all the stuff. So you build it in properly so that you're at least a little bit profit. But my company puts forth like deposits and all like the kind of the pragmatic stuff. But basically you build the retreat so that the guest registrations covers everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Always the goal. Yeah. That's really cool. So it's all, I'm like, it feels kind of like an agency for artists.
Yes. More creatives and creators. Yeah. Artists is going to be a huge part of it, but because it's encapsulated.
No, but like the same like style, but different, because you're doing it through the platform of retreats. And
I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like a gallery of retreats, so to speak.
Yeah. Fun. I love that. And no, I've never heard of such a thing, but I love it because for me personally, there's like so much happening for me. I'm not a planner. Apparently I'm supposed to be per my human design. So if I'm perfectly in flow, I would be a great planner. Are you familiar with human design?
I am. I just found out I thought I was a manifestor generator for a long time, but I'm a full on generator.
Okay. And I'm a manifesting generator. And part of my thing when I was, I mean, I'm geez, I need to reach out to her. She got sick or something. But there's a woman who ran the human design on my company, because I have a team of 5 corporate healers. And she's like, yep, you guys are all set up perfectly. You are set up for success. I'm like, oh my God, really? So yeah. So I'm going to interview her and she's going to like do a whole analysis, which sounds really cool. But she said to me, I'm supposed to do retreats.
Fascinating.
And somebody else like a week ago was like, Bethany, you need to connect with this person and create some retreats for CEOs. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. It's such like a capsule. I keep using that word, but it's like this container for transformation and growth and whatever you want it to be. It's mm-hmm. It's really transformational and powerful. I love the work.
And then do you go to all of them?
Most of them. Yeah. I offer my services as a retreat assistant and kind of be the concierge for the guests. Yeah. And then of course the ones that I'm facilitating, absolutely. But that's part of like my lifestyle that I want is to travel and to see more. So I'll definitely be attending as many as possible.
Getting paid to travel and healing and expanding yourself all along the way. Why not?
Helping people.
Absolutely. Amen. Sign me up. So good. So good. So what were you doing before? Still.
Yeah, I dabbled. I feel like I've kind of like gone around a lot on my life purpose. I've had a private coaching practice for a bit off and on. And then I have a private healing practice that I've also had off and on. Mm-hmm. I just moved to Mount Shasta where I'm at now. And I've been slow to start a business here, like a healing practice, but I see people remotely on Zoom. And then I've currently doing kind of some marketing, which has turned into the retreat marketing. I have clients there. And then when I was in Dallas, I was mostly a full-time artist. I did have a couple odd jobs just to kind of have some stuff to do while I was getting my art all fixed up. So customer service, I was in hospitality for a bit, but all this,
you have experience in all the.
Yeah. My biggest part was like doing like office management and chiropractic assistance for like wellness centers, massage centers. That was kind of like the bulk of my last like 12 years in my career was doing that. So that's where I got a lot of my experience on the planning side of things.
Yeah. Wow. Very cool. And love that you are able to also do the art stuff. I know I used to attempt to sell my work and it'd be like 3 paintings a year, maybe.
We're very high ticket price.
Sometimes not so much. Here you go, friend. Or just here you go, period, for free, because I don't have any more wall space. But just hold on to it in case I do end up having more space.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
It's more worth money one day, so keep it.
Exactly. Oh my goodness, so funny. Well, that sounds really cool. So how did you get like the download to start doing retreats?
Yeah, my first download of it was in 2015 when I had started like this new healing arts modality, started training in it. And I was like, I just had all these visions of all these different areas to do these really cool experiences with the healing arts and all the rest of the training that I've had in different modalities. And then it kind of got pushed on the side, you know, how things just come to you and then they get off for a while. And then when I moved to Mount Shasta, I ended up working in the retreat business here and meeting other facilitators and healers. And I was just like, this is possible. This is really cool. And I just learned a lot about myself and had a really good growth spurt here. And I was just like, I can do this. This sounds fun. This sounds like exactly everything I want to do. Yeah. Still took a little bit of time to manifest. And then October of, 2021, it really just kind of downloaded that this was what I was supposed to do.
So good. And I mean, you're in a space where you can bring people in too, being in Mount Shasta. I've never spent time there other than like the party mode on the boats. We used to go this is like over a decade ago. Used to go every summer and do the houseboat thing on the lake.
Yeah. That's fun. I've not done that yet, but I hear it's fun.
Yeah. It's fun. It was more of a party scene than like, there was no getting out into nature other than being in the water there. Yeah. But yeah, because I just hear so many like spirits are there. Not that they aren't everywhere, but you know, a lot of people have some unique meetings or meetups.
Definitely. And the earth energy and vortexes from the mountain is very palpable. Mm-hmm. It's very real. And if I had been in Dallas still before I moved out here, I wouldn't have had a thought of actual retreats that were like healing and do it on the healing arts, because it just didn't have the same connection as being in a spot where then you can invite people into the place where you call home, where you feel is sacred, and take them to all these favorite places that you have and really create an encapsulated like retreat experience.
Yeah. So I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
So I live in LA now. So I've definitely done the drive a million times. And people think I'm crazy for doing this. I think it's like a nine and a half hour drive. I will so do it in a day because I'm like podcasts, books, call everybody I haven't talked to in a long time. Like it's perfect. Sing my lungs out. But this time on the way back, I was with my boyfriend and we stopped at like there's so many epic waterfalls. And so I don't remember if it was still on the Oregon side or not, but like right before Shasta, there was this really cool waterfall. And then we found out it was like illegal to go to, but we didn't know that until afterwards.
Oh, I know where you went. Mossberry Falls. Does that sound
familiar? Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
It's totally illegal, but everyone does it.
We had no idea, but it was so gorgeous. And like, I don't know. It feels like fairies were everywhere.
Yeah. It's a beautiful place. Yeah. I've not been there yet.
Yeah, very, very magical area for sure. But back to the business, what really sparked me outside of the fact that like five people have talked to me about retreats in the last like month, let's say, is the name.
Ooh. Ooh, I like it. Okay.
Yeah. So I'd like to hear how you came up with the name.
Oh, it's such a near and dear story to my heart. Trying to make it as brief as not brief, but not too emotional either. Okay. So when I was young, like the origin of it started when I was super, super young. I've always had a connection with the stars and the night sky, the constellations, and I've always felt a little bit different in life. And if you know anything about the concept of like star seeds or just like all of us having humanity having different origins from different dimensions, galaxies, all that. So in retrospect, I think that's a lot of where that came from. But I remember having a conversation with my dad, and he was like my hero, my mentor. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Dad, if I could go to any star, and like, I'm like, I think 8 or 9 years old. I'm like, if I could go to any star, it would be the middle star of Orion's belt. And he's like, you know, that's a stargate, right? And that kind of like started me on this whole fascination with, because he apparently knew all of this stuff. And as I've grown into an adult, like I'm learning about, I'm like, wow, my dad knew so much. He's passed away now, but like just having like more of a reverence for everything that he knew. And so I've always had a connection to that constellation and the concept of star seeds and really like feeling like I'm here to create impact and change and to really like be of benefit to humanity in a way that it took me a while to kind of realize. So that's kind of like the long and the short of it. And there's a lot more synchronicities outside of that too, just being in connection to the land and nature is my dog. Hi. And just having synchronicities about just honoring life and, you know, the cosmos and our origins and our potential, really about human potential. You know, the circle of the O in one of my logos is kind of like about consciousness, and it's about how we can all grow ourselves in order to benefit humanity and be kind of a part of the collective of, you know, growth and change for our species.
Well, I am going to have to look into this more. So for me, I'll tell you what happened was my cousin, I was sitting with her and, you know, she's like, do you know any O names? Give us some O names. And I just start spitting out some names like Orin. I don't even know. O names. And all of a sudden I said Orion and my whole body lit up. And I was like, shit, please don't use it. Please don't use it. I think that was for me.
Whoa, I'm like full body chills.
Right?
Yeah.
I like felt that like so powerfully. And then another person that I follow, her name's Manifestation Babe, Catherine Zinkina.
Yeah, me too.
She has her baby and named him Orion. I'm like, oh. And so then I'm like, well, maybe Orion just needed to be birthed, right? But then it was really fascinating because I was teaching this course. We just finished the last one? I think so. And I was at my boyfriend's place, which I always teach from my home. And I'm in the study and I look up as I'm teaching and there's a whole map and with the word right in front of me, Orion. And I was like,
whoa.
I just felt like my kid was watching me do the training, and it ended up being just like such a different experience. I was like, oh my God, he's here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So when I saw the name of the retreats being Orion Retreats, I was like, oh my God, yes, we are so meant to talk. So
yeah, that's a huge synchronicity.
I always have the we have preconceived notions of what something means or what it's supposed to mean. So who knows? It's like, maybe I have a girl, but we got planes flying by right now.
Congratulations, by the way, by your baby.
Thank you. I love it. So yeah, so we shall see, because it's like, who knows? Maybe it is a trial. Maybe it's not. I'm not pregnant, but you never know.
Something's calling, coming through. Yeah, something to be
coming bored. Through.
Yeah,
maybe getting closer to that day. But so beautiful. So yeah, I was like, oh yes, juicy. Yes, we are so meant to connect for sure.
Awesome. I'm excited. I love synchronicities. That's all part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like being a heart-centered entrepreneur, like that's what we all want to connect with, is other people who are on the same wavelength, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So curious, what is like up and coming for retreats in like the next year or so that we can share with people?
We do have a couple spots left, very, very last minute if needed, but we have a Mount Shasta retreat coming up in the beginning part of October, starts October 10th, which is very, very cool. We're doing a lot of like sacred site tours, group healings. We have a couple facilitators coming in and just doing a bunch of sacred site tours and healings, and then going up to the eclipse up in Crater Lake, which is another potent vortex spot, and watching the annular solar eclipse. And then we plan on doing more eclipse retreats from there. And then in November, we have a Sedona retreat. I used to live there. And then we have two facilitators one lives there and one has spent a lot of time doing retreats there. And the other one is coming in from, where is she coming? Iowa. She's a wonderful, wonderful healer, Dorothy. But we are putting together something similar, like we're all doing elemental ceremonies together, group healings, doing a 6-day vortex tour. But the cool thing about what we're doing is that we take people out with private jeeps to areas that aren't like on all the tourist maps. So they're places that we've loved to go as we were locals and lived there, that it's not gonna be overly saturated with people. So lots of
to go to Sedona too. Ooh. I need to get my butt there.
Yes.
That's like drivable. I mean, it might be 8 hours or something, but
that's not too bad for you. Yeah. I remember driving from Sedona to LA. It's not that bad. It's pretty, you go through Mojave. Yeah.
Cause I keep meaning to go.
Yeah. I'll hook you up with our facilitator. He'll give you a private tour of the whole area.
Oh, that would be amazing.
We have our Sedona retreats about halfway full. I'd love to invite anybody who feels called to come. It's November 7th through the 12th with an 11/11 portal activation, which is going to be cool. And the next year we have a lot in queue, but we don't have them like finalized and formalized yet. But just, you know, anyone who feels called to join our list, you know, get on our announcement list would be wonderful, and come to some of
your website. I'll have it in the show notes for sure. Intuitively, do you need any support, or did you want me to look into anything?
This is a good question. I would love to. This has been a theme coming up, because as we're starting like our own businesses, our businesses are a reflection of ourselves, right? But then to like know what to work on. But my biggest thing is like where I hold myself back and where I keep myself from really achieving my full potential and being comfortable in my own message enough to come to the forefront. Sometimes I feel like I hide a little bit behind like the company, but I'm a facilitator too. So when I'm in the group, I have no problem doing it, but I just really put myself out there more and really love to know what's holding me back or find ways to just release whatever it is.
Well, let's see if anything comes through for that. Cause I do see your role kind of as like the COO. The operator. So
shift
that way in the management aspect, which is kind of like, I guess it feels like the foundation also of what you're building, but not necessarily like your heart's calling. Okay. Let's see. Any support to support her in this? Okay. So I'll just share. So a vision's coming through. I never know if I'm going to hear something or see something. So what I'm seeing right now is it's not a Birkin, but do you know that style of bag? It's more of a square handbag.
Yes.
And it's like bright reddish orange on top and it looks more tan underneath, but it feels like it's weighing you down. So I don't know if you have that purse or you have, it could obviously be a representation of emotional baggage. Yeah. But you're carrying it with your left hand. So the feminine. You're definitely like this, like you're like hanging over. If anyone's watching, we have this on YouTube, but We were like hanging down, like it's really dragging you. And the bag is almost like 3 inches off the ground. So it's really heavy. I just heard 4 years old. Oof. Does that hit you? That means something?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I don't know if it's someone else's handbag or if it's just, you know, the representation of what's happening here, but just to bless whatever that is without diving in, because this is all live. unless you want to go there, I'm happy to, up to you. But yeah, I'm hearing gaining your power back from that age.
Okay. That does. That's one of my feminine wounds. You know, we all carry like sisterhood, feminine wounds. That's an early one. Yeah. I don't know. The bag might be more on the symbolic side because I can't think of anything, but it might be just something I'm thinking of. But that is like, that's pretty spot on.
Yeah.
One of my early, early things. We had a lot of moving around when I was younger. So maybe that was one of my first moves.
Yeah. So just offering love and knowing, you know, you were doing the best that you could at that age. And so were, you know, the parents or the authority figures that were involved doing the best that they knew how, maybe not, but maybe that's all they were equipped at the moment, you know, and yeah, just offering your beautiful soul, inner child self, the support of that healing. Because when I say these words, what I'm seeing is like, this little girl that almost looks more like a boy. So I don't know what that's about, but
it's like, hair.
Okay. So short hair. So stepping out of your body, it's like, it's walking out and it's all on the left side. So stepping out. Oh, and I yawn when I'm healing. So yeah. And then I see you holding, I want to say Raggedy Ann, but I'm not sure if it's a Raggedy Ann, but you're like definitely clenching onto a doll of some sort pretty tightly. So just, yeah, living up that inner child and offering her some words of wisdom, saying it's all going to be okay. It's interesting. I just noticed my hand was doing circles on my leg, like just like rubbing maybe like the back, you know, of a child and consoling them. So it's interesting just to share for all the audience that's like, what's going on? Sometimes when I work with companies, what will come through is to work on like the relationship with the mom and whatever happened there. And they're like, what? That's not, you know, I'm working on sales and da, 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 da. I'm like, yeah, but you gotta like, as long as you know that my intention is pure for you to have business growth and you as well. Whatever comes through is what needs the most support in this moment, right? So I just wanted to share that for whoever's listening, because I have no idea what's going to come through. You know, it could be something like this, the business needs to go over here, or they need to hire this person, or da-da, you know, I have no idea. It could be a metaphorical image like we just had that brought us to a child. So spend some time with her and love her up.
Okay. That's so interesting. I've been doing a lot of inner child work, and that's just so on point for what I've been working on. And I think it's so important to like, whenever we have, I mean, our businesses are a manifestation of ourselves, but whenever we do personal work, our lives automatically manifest it, whether it's business, personal relationships, anything. So like, I so agree that whatever comes up should come up, and that's just going to help.
Yeah.
In manifestation. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. But just for anyone that doesn't get it. Like, why are we working on this when it's about the business? It's about trusting the process. I think I did a social post on this yesterday. Was it yesterday? I don't know. It's the other day, about how part of the profits is trusting the process and whatever comes through. And then being open to the unknown of that and doing the work of whatever it is that comes through, magic unfolds.
I love that. Nice.
Yeah. So good. So good. Well, honestly, I'm like super excited to connect with you and whatever, you know, unfolds in the future, whether I'm on a retreat or supporting a retreat or whatever, it all sounds phenomenal. And I love what you're doing and can totally see that becoming like a well-known thing. because there's a lot of people out there like me that do not really want to do the planning. But if we can, you know, step in and find somebody that loves, that knows how to do this. I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who does, I think she says she does 2 or 3 retreats a year. And I'm like, oh yeah, that keeps coming up for me. And she's like, well, let me tell you, it's a lot of work. And I'm like,
it's a lot of work.
Like, and even on trips with like friends, it's like they do all this stuff. And then I'm like, just tell me what I owe. And then I like tag along.
It is a lot. I think what called me to do that aspect of it, and I will have a bigger team right now. I've got a couple of assistants that really help, and they've been lifesavers. But I think what called me to do that part of it is like, I have always felt like part of my mission is to help other people in their mission. So if I can show up, take care of the stress, and they show up and bring their gifts, then I'm honoring part of my soul purpose as well to take care of that for them. So, but I will have a bigger team because I'm it stresses me out a little bit sometimes. But
you're like, yeah, totally. And how beautiful that you understand your purpose and what's important to you to keep you fulfilled. Because I think a lot of people don't have a clue.
I didn't for a long time either. So it's all part of the journey and the process that we're all on. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, so good. All right. Well, anything else? Is there anything else I should be asking?
I think this has been great. I just call in whoever feels called to be a part of this in any fashion, even if it's just educational. We're going to be launching an academy and an institute next year for more educational based stuff. Calling in anyone who wants to support that, either as a teacher, another coach, a reader, you know, that's the energy that I'm doing right now. It's just calling people into this project, humanity.
When you say calling in, I'm curious if you have any specific practice.
That's a great question. No, not yet. I'm sure I will, but I try and sit and think about all the people that we did this meditation with Derek, actually, on one of our quantum calls. Unified field manifestation. And just all these people just like sparking up and coming in and just like being in that presence where I'm welcoming them and not that power versus force concept. I'm not going out and chasing and hustling, but like, hey, we want, you know, more guests or more facilitators, but just like being a little bit of a lighthouse and attracting people who feel called to come in.
In charge with your light.
Yeah.
Take away. Beautiful. I love it. All right, you guys. Orion Retreats is where it's at. She's got a plethora of options and more. So far in the US, or have you gone outside of the country?
Yeah, next year we have a whole slew of retreats planned for the whole year. Our first one is in Tulum, Mexico, March of 2024 with one of my facilitators, Atusa. She's a phenomenal healer, shaman. She just launched her first book. She's a bestseller already. Like, she's doing amazing things. So I'm totally happy to support her. But then all next year, we're going international. This year, we kind of kept it tame and did Kansas City, Sedona, and Mount Shasta. And the next year, we're like, boom. Yeah.
So impressive. I love it. So cool. Amazing. Well, I will definitely put myself on your email list.
Nice.
So I am aware of everything. I always ask my guests at the end, what are your 3 keys to quantum leaping?
Ooh, I love that. Intention. Intention is huge. And getting clear about your intention and what you want and what you, like, clear on what you see. It's more of a vision. Okay. And then I would say half acceptance and half letting go, like accepting things as they are, which is, it can be a challenge because we always project into the future of what we want, but accept things as they are and work with where you're at and be open to miracles. I think we get so stuck in our heads that we just like, we want to have a plan. We want to do this, but it's like, if you're going to take a quantum leap, that's like, quantum is beyond yourself. That's just, you know, get ready for the next level and it's going to come and it might just like hit you like a freight train, but you have to be open to it.
I love it.
And I love everything that you're doing in your light. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, thank you again. And thank you so much for being a part of the Quantum Leap podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe and let me know by leaving a review on iTunes. It fuels me to keep bringing you more guests. And if you aren't already following me on social media, check out @BethanyLondon and visit BethanyLondon.com for online programs and free healing opportunities. Or our corporate healing platform, LondonHeights.co. Don't hesitate to tag me and our guests with your favorite quotes for a reshare. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. And in the meantime, wishing you that quantum leap.
Introducing the Deep Leadership Podcast. Leadership is a people business. That's the philosophy of your podcast host, John Rennie. As a former submarine officer who spent 22 years leading businesses in corporate America before starting his own manufacturing business, he knows that leadership matters. Deep Leadership is real-world, actionable leadership advice from John and his expert guests. Become a leader worth following. Subscribe today.
Electric Acid.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Electric acid.